Tonight on CBS, James Earl Jones and Joe Morton star in Under One Roof, a new drama series about a middle-class family. What makes the show distinctive is that the family is African-American. According to TV critic David Bianculli, that distinction leaves him with two ways to review it.
One way to judge Under One Roof is to look at it in terms of TV history. In that way, it's hard to overestimate its importance. Nuclear families, where both parents are around to raise the kids, are a rarity on TV dramas no matter what race they are. But Under One Roof is the first time a cast of African Americans has starred in such a series since, well, since ever. This is the first time. So no matter what happens to Under One Roof, it matters. But the other way is to look at it colorblind and judge it purely against other family drama series. In that context, Under One Roof doesn't fare so well. If I say that my so-called life is brilliant, and I do, then I've got to say, by comparison, that Under One Roof is merely good. Put it above Family, below Life Goes On, and about on par with The Waltons. Under One Roof comes from Thomas Carter, who learned to act on The White Shadow and how to direct on that series and on St. Elsewhere. The parents on Under One Roof are played by Joe Morton and Vanessa Bell Calloway, both of whom starred on Carter's last TV series, Equal Justice. They're both very strong, very good actors, but no one in Under One Roof matches the power of James Earl Jones, who plays the grandfather, Neb Langston. In the pilot, Neb is a doting grandfather but has less patience dealing with his 16-year-old foster child, a troubled teenager named Marcus, who is played very well by Merlin Santana. It's when Marcus and Neb lock horns that Under One Roof has the most fire and presents the best work.
The principal of your school called me at work this afternoon.
Oh, man, some fool teacher disses me. And he was all over me, dogging me. I ain't do nothing. I mean, why you gonna be on some fool teacher side when you weren't even there?
I didn't have to be there to know that wearing a cap in school is against the rules.
Yeah, well, it's a stupid rule.
It's a stupid rule you're expected to obey. All you have to do is take the damn cap off.
You wore a cap? What's wrong, the blue and
Derek.
I was gonna take it off, but before I could, he snatched it off my head. I ain't do nothing but stand there.
The way I heard it, you acted like a gangster. Now it's time you realize your life is different now. What was acceptable before is not anymore.
Don't be calling me no gangster, all right? Like I said, I was gonna take off the cap, but I forgot.
What you forgot was you could get suspended doing what you did, which is what happened, and it will not happen again. Derek, sit down. Marcus, come back here.
I'm not hungry.
Pop, let it go.
Marcus, get back in here.
I'm not hungry.
Get yourself back in here.
I said I'm not hungry.
I don't care if you're hungry or not. It's dinner time. In this family, we eat together.
Most of Under One Roof, though, is pat and predictable. Tonight's plot, for example, deals with such universal TV themes as a daughter who borrows her mother's credit card and a father whose job duties conflict with his ability to show up for a father-son school function. There's nothing wrong with the familiarity of these storylines, but Under One Roof doesn't do anything new or special with them. Bill Cosby, who broke the color barrier for TV dramatic series stars with I Spy back in the 60s, was asked in the 80s, after the phenomenal success of The Cosby Show, when he thought TV shows would be judged on their own merits rather than as black or white shows. Cosby's answer was, when people like you stop asking questions like that. He has a point. The problem with Amos and Andy wasn't that it wasn't funny, it was, but that it was the only show of its type on TV. If whites were represented on TV only by Gomer Pyle, that'd be offensive too. 40 years later, there's a wide range of sitcoms featuring black stars and casts. But in the drama category, TV still has a lot of work to do. Under One Roof is James Earl Jones' third starring role in a dramatic TV series, adding to his fine work on Paris and Gabriel's Fire. All by himself, Jones represents a hefty percentage of all TV drama series starring African Americans. And no matter how talented James Earl Jones is, that's a shame.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Daily News.